Hey, God's good and great and awesome people. I thank God for you. I thank God for your listening ears. I thank God for just continuing to do what he do best in my life, and that is everything. I'm just so thankful on this day, and I have made up in my mind, regardless of who or what, I'm going all the way with the Lord. The song that you hear in the background is not my own. I do not own the rights of this song, but it's by Carlton Pearson. I decided to go all the way with the Lord, and I thank God for allowing me to be able to even come on the line to just speak to you, encourage you, and to give you what thus says the Lord. As I was in God's presence, the only thing and only word that I kept hearing in the spirit realm was the word acknowledge. Acknowledge. The dictionary stated it is a word that means to accept or admit the acceptance, the existence, or truth of something. Similar words mean grant, allow, concede, confess, own, recognize, go along with, bow to. What are you acknowledging? The opposite of that word means to reject or deny. Reject or deny. What are we acknowledging in this life? What are we acknowledging? What are we doing? What are we rejecting or what are we denying? What are we accepting? What are we bowing to? Whether we do or don't, it will tell the story. Whether we acknowledge God or don't acknowledge God, it will tell the story. We know in the scripture, Proverbs 3 and 6 declared it like this, that God said, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy path. One translation says submit. So who are you submitting to? Who are you acknowledging? So whether we are acknowledging God or not, it will tell the story. One of the base scriptures that God had gave me and what he was beginning to share with me even on this morning, it was 1 John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2 starting at the seventh verse. It said, brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and their true light now shineth. He that said he is in the light and hated his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him, and it's from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because you have known him. That is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and of the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. 15, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, he the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passeth away, and the lust thereof. But he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Verse 7 and 8, John's commandment is both old and new. This commandment is clear, to love one another. Jesus called it new in John 13 and 34, though it appears in similar form in Leviticus 9 and 18, and renews the lives of Christians. It is and ever will be new indeed, because we are always supposed to be doing it. We are always supposed to be showing love. We are always supposed to be abiding in love. Love is of the Father. Father is love. And we that love God, because why? We love him first. Verse 9, doctrinal truth about spiritual matters mean nothing without compassion for others. For the Bible declared the word hateth. The Bible brought out the word hateth. What does it mean? It seems to mean fail to love. Verse 10, he who truly loves, not he that saith Like verse 9, because a lot of people say they love you, but don't really love you. A lot of people acknowledge they love you, but their heart is far from you. But if ye abide in me and my word abide in you, God said, if you love me, keep my commandments. He said, he who truly loves abideth in the light. That is the presence of God. He does not stumble, nor does he cause others to stumble. Why? Because I walk in love. Even in this book of John, he is stressing action, not mere words. Verse 11, walketh, continue to be, continue to live, continue to act, not spending your life in darkness or sin. You got to become what God called you to become. You got to be what God called you to be. You have to live the way God called you to live. This is when you spend your life in darkness and sin, that is the blinding effect of Satan and sin. That's where he wants to keep you. And we can't stay there. Verse 12 through 14, he didn't just address one group of people, but he said little children, fathers, young men, and so on. Can you see the various age groups? Or it could be possibly reference to spiritual maturity or a level of responsibility in fellowship. How are you acknowledging one another? What are you saying about one another? Verse 15, and this is the verse that he really gave me. Verse 15, love not the world is a command, implying that action now in progress must cease. Stop loving the world. That's a commandment. Stop loving the world. There is a sense in which Christians and believers should love the world to be witness for Christ, since God did and does. But in the sense of pledging personal loyalty and devotion of one's whole being, it means that is not of God. God is always first. He should always be first. So what did he say about the matter? Did he tell you to continue to assist this person? Did he tell you to continue to go to this certain place? What did he tell you regarding the matter? Did you even acknowledge him first? We make excuses that I'm only trying to help others see Christ. But baby, it is not your job to help anyone see. He said, just water and plant. You are only given to water, to plant and to water. He said, I will give the increase. It takes the eyes of Holy Spirit to see Christ. It takes the eyes of faith to see Christ. It takes belief to see Christ. And if they are not trying to see Christ or see him, you can't keep force feeding them to see him. Because when you do, it happens and you find yourself, sometimes you can find yourself losing yourself in the process. The human existence of man is so bound by the world system, but they can't be the believers. That cannot be the believer story. We have to acknowledge our first love. And what direction and instruction is he given? Verse 16 is bound to the temptation that the enemy loves to play with. We all are tempted differently according to the individual weaknesses. Temptation follow patterns. The three that was appealed in this very scripture, what areas of our life that we see is the lust of the flesh, the physical desires, the lust of the eye, personal desire, the pride of life, self-interest. These same lame tactics that Satan used on Jesus. That is how he caused the fall of human race. But Jesus, relying on the authority of the scripture, spoke what was written with the authority that was given unto him. What is tempting you? Are you tempted to keep helping people God didn't call you to help? What is tempting you? Who is tempting you? What has happened in the process? Are you attempting to go in a place that God did not call you to go? Are you tempted saying things that God did not call you to say? Be careful of temptation, because temptation is more than sexual impurities. It's more than sexual impurities. It's other things that you could be tempted to do. Tempted to not read your word. Tempted to not fast. Tempted to not commune with God. Tempted to not have fellowship and intimacy with God. Tempted to not have that relationship with God. What are you tempted? What has the enemy tempted you? Tempted, oh, I'm in this relationship now, but I really lost the relationship with God. Is that really how you want to play this out? What is tempting you? The man of God that I was listening to on Saturday, he spoke a profound word, and it was so liberating, because we are not to do the work. We are only as God mouthpiece are to speak and allow God to do the work. This goes back to the same thing was said earlier. Some plant, some water, but God give the increase. You are not God. And don't allow someone to make you or think that you are. We need to prophesy over ourselves. I will break the cycle of disobedience to Holy Spirit in my life. Every disobedient thing, I will break the cycle of disobedience to Holy Spirit in my life. Why? Because in disobedience is what keeps me from hearing Him. And I will allow God, Holy Spirit, to do what He has been designed to do in my life. We must listen and obey. We love to sing that song, I will listen and obey. But are you really listening and obey? Have you acknowledged when God gave you a check? Have you acknowledged when He called you to discern something about yourself that He didn't like? Have you acknowledged what He wants to bring to you to the forefront of your mind? Philippians 2:15. This is another scripture that He took me to. 2:15 declares this, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among ye shine as light in the world. We will be, we will become, we will live as blameless or harmless sons of God. Why? Why? Because we are normalizing and acknowledging hearing Holy Spirit each and every day. No more causing spiritual damage in the body of Christ. We are not that people. We are to be in our proper place, and it sometimes entails being in the presence of the lost, but not to get lost with them. It's okay to be in the presence of the lost, but do not get lost with them. In this position is when true Christians can witness and influence for the gospel, not gossip. The gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L, not gossip, G-O-S-S-I-P. But the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because a lot of time we talk about that pillow talk. And you know where we coin it when we talk about that pillow talk. But they are table talks. What has been said at the table? What has been said at the table? What has been said in the parking lot? What has been said? Is it uplifting and edifying to the body of Christ? If it's not, then you need to acknowledge that I don't need to open my mouth to say it. Scripture clearly tells us that we must be without rebuke and that we suffer no moral damage by contact with the unsaved. But sometimes it's not the unsaved that we've fallen in to pray with this with. It's in the point of with believers. What are people that don't know Him? How are they acknowledging Him by watching your life? Because it is when the last of verse 15 declared, among unbelievers will we shine as lights in the world. How are you responding? That has been an episode even on this podcast. How are you responding? As stars are readily noticeable in dark skies, so healthy Christians, still talking about mental and love notes, healthy Christians' lives should stand out in testimony among the lost and give truth to one's witness. What is your truth witnessing? Can your truth witness that God is still God? Can your truth witness that you acknowledge that He is God? Can your truth acknowledge that I'm going to serve Him till the rest of my life? Can your truth show that you really believe who He is? Even during this pandemic, what are people seeing? Are they seeing a scared people who are always fearful, or one that will walk faithfully according to the word of God? What are you acknowledging? What are you acknowledging in your life? Who are you acknowledging in your life? Yes, God allows things to happen, but it's only for us to acknowledge that He has and will never leave us nor forsake us. Let me help you. Let me help me, okay? The root word pan, P-A-N, it means all. Pan was a Greek god that was a messenger of spreading both, listen, concept of fear and attraction. Contagiously in the world, fear and temptation was his thing. Paranoid and irrational fear. Pan got the temptation come from when his first love, and it declares that it was his lost love, because when he kept running after her, he kept running with an erected phallus with P H P P-H-A-L-L-U-S, erected Palis, but it kept running to her because he wanted to impregnate her. He wanted to come and let that be his first love, but she kept denying him. She kept going away from him. So he, so much so that he turned her into a reed. He put that reed into his instrument. So now when he began to blow his instrument, he seduces and tempt other females to be able to have sex with him. This pandemic has called a lot of people to walk in fear and temptation. Remember in 1 John 2, what we talked about, temptation follows patterns. Don't allow the enemy to tempt you to walk in fear. A lot of the body of Christ has walked in fear. A lot of people has not even opened up their churches because they walked in fear. A lot of people haven't even gone to minister because they have walked in fear. Don't get me wrong and don't misconstrue what I'm saying. A lot of things needed to have been shut down. But at the same time, you are not supposed to walk in fear. Pandemonium. Pandemonium. It's the first root word is pan, mean all. Second root word, deem, D-E-M-O-N, which means supernatural being, signifies the capital of hell. This pandemic, which means all in panic, take out D-E-M and look at panic. You got a word called panic in the pandemic. It's the fallen angels' vengeance on God. In other words, this pandemic origin of pandemonium, it literally means chaos on earth, but order in hell. Please acknowledge that everyone has an assignment and the enemy is doing his assignment. The enemy loves discord. The enemy loves fear. The enemy loves temptation. The enemy loves chaos. Stop dealing on that low level. This outbreak of disease and sin is among our society, but it's imperative that we walk not in fear. As the scripture declared, love, perfect love, fear torments, but perfect love. God said he gave us a perfect love. Love. Where fear torments, he gave us love, power, and a sound mind. God said don't walk in this fear that the enemy has tried to overcome your mind. We're not doing that in this season. But we are going all the way in acknowledging that God is who he said he is. God is still the creator of this universe. God is still the overseer of this universe. God is still the shepherd of our souls. So don't you dare walk in fear. But decree and declare, I'm going all the way with God. I'm going all the way with God. I will not walk in fear. I will not walk in temptation. I will not fall to the foolishness of this world. But I am going all the way with the master and the king. Because it's in the end of the day, if I lose my life on this side, I got a place to lay my head. Make that your decree today. I'm going all the way with the Lord in the name of Jesus. This is your girl, CL Suggs. Much love, and I pray peace and blessings unto you all on today.